visit us at www.longbyneauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
We welcome into the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. Michael Dieker joined by victorious girls coach of the Chase County Bulldogs, Amber Roush. Her team victorious tonight, 44-33. Really utilizing your star player, Madeline Wilson, with 22 points tonight. But, Coach, you leave a lot to be desired in this 11-point victory.
Yeah, it was not a good night for us, honestly. It was pretty rough. Defensively, we were really struggling. We had tons of fouls. I mean, I think most of their points came from the foul line just because we wouldn't contain a drive, you know, or it was just terrible. Maybe just Avery Byers out. She kind of helps us out as a point guard, and we have a guard shortage. So, I don't know, maybe they're just kind of thrown into different positions. But usually we adjust a little better, I feel like.
But you mentioned in that loss to Southern Coffee County, you guys started off slow and then kind of came on late. Here you guys started off pretty hot, but then had a second half kind of meltdown. But obviously much in part to the foul trouble that Leah Francis, you know, got in. Obviously you mentioned Avery Byer out, but Francis kind of stepped into that point guard position for you. And then when she fouled out, that was where things kind of got messy for you guys.
Yeah, it's kind of hard on us. I mean, we've been in that position before, actually, without Leah or Avery. And we'd usually handle the pressure a little bit better. We were just very rushed. We didn't stay calm or composed. We were making terrible decisions, bad passes. I mean, I hate to sound negative, but it was just not, things weren't really looking great for us.
But let's focus on those positives. You know, Madeline Wilson, your leading scorer on the season and leads you guys tonight with 22 points and has, you know, really showed some maturity in her freshman season.
Oh, definitely. I mean, she's been an amazing asset to her team. As a freshman, I mean, it's amazing what she's accomplished this year so far. She's definitely our rock, I would say. You know, she's getting all the points for us. I mean, not all of them, but, you know, she's got that main bulk of them for us every game. She just steps up huge when we need her to. And, I mean, she's even filling in kind of as a point guard for us tonight. So she's done a great job for us.
Now, you guys continue on with another Lyon County League opponent with Merzine Valley on next Tuesday. What do you guys know about Mike McDougall and company, and as you guys are jockeying for positions there, and a pretty talented substate you guys are in?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a tough game for us. We got to come out ready. I know that they've come a long ways. I know our girls kind of had it in their heads that Southern Coffee County wasn't great just because of the past, and they've really got to get that out of their minds. The same thing with Merzine. Like, these teams are coming along doing really great things, and we have to be ready for them, and it's a mental aspect more than anything, I think.
Well, that was head coach Amber Roush. I appreciate your time. Congratulations on the victory. Good luck the rest of the way, and we'll have you with Madison here in a couple weeks.
All right, thanks.
That was head coach Amber Roush here. Team victorious tonight, 44-33. We'll step aside and get Ken Hansen back on the headset here in the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show.
Area High School Basketball.